Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, just getting an endoscopy report on patient. Lucinda Welch Yorker. Date of birth is 1/31/1969. Date of procedure June 6, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Enrique Martinez. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and balloon dilation from 18 to 20 millimeters, CRE balloon dilation from 18 to 20 millimeters, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, comma, cold snare polypectomy. Indication is dysphagia, comma, Barrett's esophagus history, comma, midriatic gastric abdominal pain, comma, personal history of colon polyps, comma, family history of colon cancer, comma, CRC screening and surveillance. Description of procedure and protocol is obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, vision, monitoring, and surveillance, the patient is brought to the anesthesia suite, placed in mouth lateral position, sedated by anesthesiologist, with monitoring anesthesia care, a well-lubricated lymphedema is introduced into the esophagus, and advanced under direct vision to the second portion of duodenum, period, careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus, or retroflex is obtained at the cardia. Air resection from the stomach before the CRE balloon dilator was fed through the working channel of the scope, period. This was placed midway across the GE junction, comma. It was inflated to 17 millimeters first, comma, then 18 millimeters, then 19 millimeters and 20 millimeters, and held in each for approximately 30 seconds and 1 minute for the 20 millimeter size period. The balloon was deflated. There was no evidence of any rents noted. The balloon was unable to be withdrawn from the scope due to a malfunction, and the whole scope with the balloon was pulled out per Oz. Period. The scope was the balloon was removed using a wire cutter, and then the scope was cleaned and reintroduced into the esophagus and into the stomach for reevaluation. The air was suctioned from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated lymphedema colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice. No cecal valve and complements of full experience. Careful examination made of the cecum, iliac cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic fractured transverse colon, sonic fractured descending colon, sigmoid colon on the rectum period, a retroflex is obtained of the rectum period. Boston Bell Park score is graded as a 6, 2-2, fair prep period. Patients had procedure while any complications findings at upper endoscopy. The proximal metastasis period on remarkable common biopsies are obtained for further evaluation given the dysphagia. Next line, the Z line was mildly irregular at 38 centimeters in the bite block with evidence of one tongue of salmon colored mucosa that extended more than 10 millimeters. Proximal comma C0 and one prog C0 M1.5. Comma biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation and pathology in the history of Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was a non obstructive Schottky's ring noted. This was dilated with a CRE balloon dilator from 17 millimeters to 18 millimeters to 19 millimeters to 20 millimeters, held in place for 30 seconds at each interval and 1 minute at the 20 millimeter interval period. No rents were noted on deflating the balloon. Next line, there was a small hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema that was mild. Common biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and through a lead H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Comma biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Please go back to the line where we talked about gastric erythema. It is important to note that the antrum did have persistent white pill debris which was attempted to be aggressively lavaged and suctioned. However, some was still adherent to the mucosa. Next, at colonoscopy, Boston Bob Prep scores graded as a 6, 2-2-2, Fair Prep, next line, extremely tortuous colon, requiring a significant amount of counter pressure and repositioning to reach the cecum, and for evaluation, next line, there was a diminutive cecal sessile polyp from the cold biopsy colectomy, next line, there were two rectal sessile polyps from a liquid biopsy polycystectomy, next line. There was a diminutive descending colon polyp from a liquid biopsy polycystectomy that was sessile, next line. There were two sigmoid colon sessile polyps treated. One was approximately 10 millimeters in size and removed cold snare polycystectomy. The other one was diminutive in size and removed cold biopsy polycystectomy, next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retrospection that were non-bleeding and small, next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology, next line. Patient notes that she has not been on omeprazole for some time now, and we discussed the importance given the Barrett's history for chemo. For chemo prevention, period. A script was sent to her pharmacy for omeprazole, 20 milligrams to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast daily. Next line, avoid NSAIDs, recommend anti-reflux precautions. Next line, recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 to 5 years for reevaluation of the Barrett's esophagus, pending biopsies of above. Next line, recommend 3-year colonoscopy, pending PASS. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, assess response to dilation. Thank you.